Firstly, congratulations.
Very much.
How do you feel?
Wow, excited. it's still new, and the stars are shining. So yeah.
How long did it take you to complete your PhD?
It was perhaps 5 or 6 years, if you count the periods of time when I did get supervision. Yes.
But you persevered.
Yes, there's nothing in my, everything that I start, I have to finish. I'm not a real perfectionist, but I like things neat, I like things in order, and I like to see things, as I stated, things that I've started must come to an end. I can't leave anything unfinished. I don't know what I will do one day, because I'm an artist and perhaps I won't be able to finish my last painting. And I'm doing portraits in mosaics, which is extremely, it's a total new art form for our times, because people work with cameras and Photoshop, and I've done that. That's not a challenge. Anybody with a camera or computer skills can do Photoshop. It's not a challenge. I like things that take craftsmanship where I work. I've got too much of a work conscience. Perhaps one day when I'm retired, the muse will sit constantly on my shoulder.
In a nutshell, what was your research about?
Okay, I worked on William Kentridge's animations. It's retrospective alienation of technological media, the animation processes in the oeuvre of William Kentridge. Okay, so it's quite a mouthful, and it's about how he used old technological media and translated it back to 21st century where we are. As you know, William Kentridge is a world acclaimed artist. No introduction. He's South African to start with, and he is South Africa's Picasso. His work is extremely expensive, extremely complex in content. He started off doing drawings, and then the drawings becomes films, and from the films he moved into etchings, and later on the films became also sculptures. It also became part of operas, where he translated his drawings into filmic decor. He portrayed the suffering and the apartheid and all those things he translated into his work and into his films. And it's wonderful, it's not only drawings. For some of the stuff he used, clips, and which he calls Stone Age animation, because if you think about animation, everybody think about Disney and Mickey Mouse and that, and this is not what he does.
Now that you've done what you've done on William Kentridge, what are your future plans?
Well, I've already started with, another research for articles on, I want to do, I still want to do the articles on Kentridge, but I'm busy with research on another South African artist called Alexis Preller. I'm mad on his works, his portrayal of Africa and the people of Africa, and that is the one thing. I'm busy working on a exhibition. I've already told you that I'm doing I'm doing portraits in mosaics. So I'm busy working for an exhibition on portraits in mosaics. I'm busy writing articles, and eventually academia. Yeah, the college administrator fly away to academia. But I enjoy, for the time being, I'm still here to support the college admin wise and whatever. I enjoy my work very, very, very much. And yeah, there's a very important quote that I've put in my thesis as well. It says, "I'm a success today because I had a friend who believed in me and I didn't have the heart to let him or her down. It was said by Abraham Lincoln, and that is really how I feel about life. If people don't give you a chance, then you can't get up, then you can't grow, and your opportunities, and you will rot in a little corner. But if you get opportunities, then it and that's what I will be, always be thankful to our team, who've given me opportunity and saw my potential and gave me a chance. And she's also one of the I've dedicated my thesis to four prominent women, and she is one of the four women which given me a chance in my life. I won't say I'm against men, but many a men have closed doors for me many a time, and these four women which I dedicate my work to, I will be ever thankful for.